Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1301 in the writing. It's shir number 453, 453. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, so we are sort of coming to an end, finishing off the various different, foods, where one would have to make a bracha middle of the meal, or possibly not make a bracha, or at least the questions. There's always a lot more to cover, but the basics, I think we pretty much have the klalim. We went through quite a number of examples, Baruch Hashem, and we would like to move on. Actually, bring it out there, Bezrus Hashem, I hope to start. We did a while back the halachas of Netilas Yadayim for bread, washing for bread. Before we make the Amaitzi, the Bracha Val Netilas Yadayim, and we went through all those halachas, the ins and outs. And over time, people many times had a lot of different questions. How does that compare with the Bracha of Netilas Yadayim that you make in the morning when washing Negovas, right? One has to make a Bracha of Netilas Yadayim. You make it in the morning. You make it when you wash for bread. You make it in the morning. It's the same bracha. But how does it differ? How is the procedure? Is it a little bit different? Is it the same? What parts are different? And what, when, where? What is it all about? So we want to, I hope Ezra Hashem to go through that. It's all the way in the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, of course, because of the fact that when a person wakes up, you have to wash Negovasas. So we'll try, Bezrus Hashem, to go through that. It's very important, and we'll branch off a little bit into some areas whereby one has to wash their hands, and see how that works. It's a very important thing, and a lot of people, I myself never really had it straight, really, till I really went through the Sugya. And there's a lot of things that I think we all have to, myself including, all have to know and straighten out all the questions. Okay, but be it as it may, let's just try and finish off. So the halachas of alcoholic beverages, right? Alcoholic beverages, interesting thing which comes up. You have a regular drink, which is soda, orange juice, or whatever the case is. During the course of a meal, you do not make a bracha. I drink water, I don't make a bracha during the course of a meal. If you drink wine, right? Now, wine or grape juice, then you do have to make a bracha because of the chashivas of the wine. But what about the other alcoholic beverages, like, for example, whiskey, liqueur, beer, these type of things? How does that work? Is that's sort of like in the middle? It's not a soda, it's not water, but it's also not wine, where it doesn't have the chashivas of the Bar Pri HaGafen, right? You still get to make a shahakal. You drink beer, you make a shahakal. Okay, so be it as it may, what is halacha when it comes to the alcoholic drinks? So we have whiskey, liqueur, beer, like we said. Now, the bracha is not required if they're drunk during the meal, whether as an appetizer or for a l'chaim. That's how the place can bring it down. When one drinks it during the course of a meal as a drink, if whatever reason somebody does, for example, beer is a very popular thing which sometimes people drink as a drink. So then no, it would have a din of a regular drink, and it would not, a bracha would not be required. Even if one drinks the whiskey, for example, specifically to toast a l'chaim, right, to give a l'chaim for whatever reason during the course of the meal, the accepted minig, the accepted practice is not to make a new bracha. A bracha is usually required for hard liqueur, though. The Sfarim do bring down, when you drink hard liqueur, there is such a, there would be a I don't know, halacha lemaisa, but we'll see that there's ways that you would not have to make, but letter of the law, so to say, would be drunk, or if somebody does drink it at the end, if one usually drinks the hard liqueur, if it is drunk at the end of the meal, one would have to make a bracha. But however, a bracha is not required if either of the following cases, in other words, if the drink, the hard liqueur, is drank in one of the following situations, even though at the end of the meal. So number one, if one already drank wine, for example, let's say you drank wine, and this, the wine, you make a Bar Pri HaGafen, and in general, if either you have a mind or they're in front of you, the other drinks that are going to be part of the meal, you would have to either have it in mind or it should be in front of you, at least one of those, but everything else would be covered. Even a drink there whereby it might be a questionable situation, for example, coffee, right? Let's say, for example, coffee, which is questionable at the end of the meal. Somebody drinks at the end of the meal coffee. It's machlokes. But be it as it may, if you drink wine or grape juice when you're making the Bari Priya Guffin, just like regular, if I drink some wine or grape juice and have the coffee in front of me or I have it in mind, you're supposed to have it in mind, really, and it should be in front of you also. That's the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit more on the stricter side with that. But be it as it may, but you have it for sure, one of the two. If you have it in mind or it's in front of you, the bottom line is it would be covered. So if a person has a question on a coffee and they drank the grape juice or wine and they had in mind the coffee or it's in front of them, so then for sure it would be covered. There would be no more question of having to make a bracha even at the end of the meal. So the same thing over here, when drinking the wine during the meal, one has to make a bracha per gafen, but again, the same thing, they would just have in mind, or if it's in front of them, the liqueur, there will be no problem, no extra bracha would have to be made. Now, okay, so just another quick situation. If one is drinking it in order, the hard liqueur, in order to remove a fatty taste from one's mouth, and it's this is usually something what the person does. In other words, they eat the meal, and then to remove the fatty taste from the mouth, they drink a little bit of hard liqueur, let's say, in such a case. So in the above two case scenarios, one would not make an extra bracha. Now, as far as hard liqueur goes, when it comes to beer is just like any other drink, pretty much, and similar drinks do not require a bracha, even if drunk at the end of the meal. But I just want to make it clear, the hard liqueur, even in the middle of the meal, you give a l'chaim, whatever, we said that's no problem. The only question is, at the end of the meal, so if you have one of those two things to rely on, that, like we mentioned, so then definitely one would not make a bracha. Thank you for listening. Before I just forgot, before we want to mention, in the Sefer Guidelines, page 317, page 317 is where these halachas are found. Now, I just want to mention, I'm not so familiar with the halachas of hard liqueur in general. I myself, I don't drink it, but this is how he brings it again. Again, the Sefer Guidelines brings it down to page 317. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Baruch Kol Tuv.